Well, with Michigan's spring and summer tourism season upon us, current state's Peter Wharf takes us to the UP by way of western Michigan. Cadillac-based photographer Phil Stagg has been capturing images of Michigan's hundreds of beautiful waterfalls for the better part of a decade. His passion has culminated in a new book entitled Waterfalls of Michigan. It's the first of a planned four-volume set of tour guides packed with information about Michigan waterfalls. Waterfalls of Michigan explores everything from the majestic Tequamanon to off-trail hidden gems, and there are quite a few. Peter reached Phil by phone last week, who said that his book project began with a few casual photographs.
It kind of started as an accident. I took a really neat shot of Tequamanon Falls back in 08, as you mentioned. And from there, I wondered where the other waterfalls in Michigan were. I thought, well, you know, I got a neat shot of Tequamanon. I'd love to do the same thing elsewhere. And so I started looking around for the balance of the waterfalls that we would have here in the state. And I didn't find a real easy source that had everything compiled nicely. And so in 09, I decided instead of just trying to photograph some of the waterfalls, I would actually put together a guide that maybe would help people to do some of the legwork of what I was wanting for myself.
Talk about how you kind of create an experience throughout the guidebook with each of these falls. You tell us about basically where they are, but other sorts of categories too, about the difficulty of the hike, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I really wanted to give I don't want to say cautionary information, but I wanted people to be well informed before actually getting out there into the woods and experiencing each waterfall, because the waterfalls we have here in the state are so varied, not only in terms of how large they are or how spectacular, but also maybe how difficult it is to get to them. And so I wanted to give the readers a realistic idea of what they would expect when they actually go out looking for these themselves. And I didn't want people to get out and be surprised, saying, "Oh dear, I didn't know I had to cross a creek to get to this waterfall," or "I'm going to have to hike, you know, 3 miles to get out here," or "I'm going to have to climb up the side of this bank, and right, I can't physically do that." So I wanted to give some good information on each one to make sure that there were no surprises.
Right. With some of these, you mentioned maybe a parking lot nearby, but others, as you just said, it may be miles to actually get to the fall. Tell me about an example of a rough hike, something for fit people, experienced hikers, and then maybe an easier hike, something that maybe you could take young children on or somebody who doesn't get around as easily.
One of the difficult hikes would be one going to a couple of really tall waterfalls that are fairly unknown in the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. And I call these Lakeshore Number 1 and Lakeshore Number 2 falls. They're right along the Lakeshore Trail, but you can't see the waterfall from the trail because you're up at the top of the escarpment. And so you've got to get down to the bottom. And probably the safest way to do that is not to try to climb down over the edge. That's not a good idea.
Right.
So instead, you have to hike several miles with no trail along the lake shore, then and climbing over trees that are downed and a fairly steep bank to get to these waterfalls. But they're just out there, and there's no real simple easy way to get there. So that would be definitely something for a more experienced hiker, someone who can handle rough terrain, who's not afraid of, you know, mosquitoes or whatever else will come along the way as you're out there in the summertime. And as far as a simple hike, I mean, you can see like Alger Falls right from a vehicle as you're driving down into Munising. Another good example would be Wagner Falls, which is not too far from Alger. Very, very popular waterfall, nice parking lot, a boardwalk going all the way to the waterfall. And it's a fairly short hike, so that makes it pretty simple.
We're talking about Phil Stagg's book, Waterfalls of Michigan. Book 1 is out. He'll be coming out with books 2, 3, and 4 in the coming months And you can also see Phil's photographs at his website, mifalls.com. That's mifalls.com. He's also has Facebook pages and other websites. Phil, you've described some beautiful scenes. We can see your gorgeous photographs, among other places, at mifalls.com. Tell me about that moment at Bulldog Falls for you.
Bulldog Falls are out in the McCormick Track in Marquette County, and it's really a beautiful hike, a fairly long hike, and the trail going out to Bulldog Falls is, I think it's around 2 miles or just over 2 miles each way. And I went out there the very first time. It was in October, several years ago now. And as I was hiking out, it's just one of those gorgeous golden days where all the leaves are perfectly golden and yellow, and they're falling, silently swishing down to the ground. And I was walking on this faint path. I'd never been out there, didn't know what to expect, but got out to the waterfall, and I found a couple of them. There were a lot more. At the time, I didn't know that, but I recorded a couple of them on that trip and photographed the waterfalls and then turned around because it was getting closer to dusk, and I had to get out of there, of course, before it got too dark. So I'm trying to find my way back, and while I was out there, it started to snow. So now I had leaves all over the ground and snow coming down, and it covered up the trail. And so this faint footpath became a non-footpath. And so I had an interesting time getting back out. But it was just a gorgeous hike, going in and then coming back out, fresh snow on top of the golden leaves, just beautiful. And got back to the vehicle just in time to be able to get there before dark. And a little interesting, but it was great fun. And you know, there's so many experiences that I've had with waterfalls here in the state, and there are so many wonderful waterfalls. I'm excited to be able to get this information out to people who perhaps have no idea what waterfalls exist in the state. And you know, some people will be able to enjoy the waterfalls just by looking at the book. You know, maybe it's too difficult to get out to them, or they don't have the time. I want the waterfalls to be in a perfect setting when I photograph them and be able to give a good visual representation of what they are in case they can't get out for themselves, but then also for those who can actually get out and enjoy them, to be able to show where they're at and give some good information as to which ones maybe they want to pick.
Waterfalls of Michigan, Book 1, is out now by Phil Stagg. He has 3 more editions coming out. He's on Facebook, and you can see his photography at mifalls.com. Phil Stagg, thanks for talking to us today.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.